The Idle Class magazine began as a blog on Tumblr. It's since become a print publication. The first physical issue came out this winter. The Idle Class primarily pays attention to the arts in Arkansas. The latest issue that comes out this weekend dedicates much of its space to fashion. Recently, Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson talked with the Idle Class founder, Cody Ford, and its managing editor, Andrew McCain, about the magazine.
My name is Cody Ford, and I am the editor. I founded The Idle Class back in 2011, started as a blog on Tumblr. And since then, we launched our website last year and then launched our print edition first of this year, winter 2013.
I'm Andrew McClain. I was brought on as managing editor. I started writing for the website back in 2011 when it launched, and I edit contributions to the magazine and do some writing myself.
Andrew is my first writer that I ever had. When we were still a blog, actually, Andrew came on board.
And let's talk just a very basic question. Why did you start Idle Class?
Well, I've lived in Fayetteville, I've lived in Little Rock and Conway, and there's all these really great artistic scenes there, but none of them really connected. Now, Central Arkansas, there's some cohesion there, and then, of course, you know, Northwest Arkansas, it's very Fayetteville-centric, but Bentonville is doing a lot now, which is pretty impressive, but nobody tied them together. So I would kind of go back and forth, and no one, you know, I would be talking about something going on in Fayetteville, and a lot of times people didn't know, or, people didn't know up here what's going on in Little Rock, and so I was just like, well, let's do something that connects everybody, because all these different publications touch the arts, but none of them showcase it. So it's like, well, let's just do something to cover the state. So that's where the Idle Class came from.
Andrew, what brought you, what made you interested in becoming part of the Idle Class?
Well, I'm actually still a student at UCA, and I'm a major in print journalism. And so the opportunity just presented itself, and I was more than happy to get involved.
So it's a magazine for the arts, which, it is still, that's still a very broad topic. It can cover a lot of different things. So how do you decide what you're going to cover?
So one of the things that we look for when putting together an issue, like this first issue is our 2013 music preview. So that's kind of the emphasis. And then we've had other stories about like the UCA Writers MFA. We had a really great artist, Vincent Griffin, who's also in a really good band called Bear Colony. People should check out. But Vince is a graphic designer, and he also does this really cool collage work. So that was that issue. The new issue is going to be kind of our spring fashion-oriented issue. We're talking like Leslie Pennell, who does Esk, Chris Hess from Little Rock, who has Hess Clothing, they're going to be in it. And then a few others like Grey Dog Vintage here in town, they're actually about to launch a clothing line. So I think we're going to talk to them about that as well. So just kind of bringing all that together, but that's not the sole focus of the issue. We are going to have artists and musicians, and I always want to have poetry and have literature in there. And to be honest, that's why I started the Idle Class, was I would go and I would pick up copies of the journals, these literary journals. And I was like, well, I'm not really that big on what's in here. It's not really my thing. And I think about how Esquire and all those guys used to have fiction all the time. I was like, well, let's try and get literature in here too. So I was like, well, I want to do this literature magazine, but I want people to read it, so I need to bring in other stuff as well.
Here's something that might be hard for you to put into words, but how would you describe the creative climate in Arkansas?
Underrated, in a word. I think that there's so much good out there, and I think that's one of the main reasons we want to start the magazine. Like Cody said, is just to get the big picture of the state and say, look at our state and look at all the different things that are happening throughout it, and just watching support our scene and watch our scene grow and look at all of it in one place, I think.
In my opinion, the creative climate in Arkansas, it's really impressive. I've always been impressed with it. Yeah, I've always lived here, and I've lived in various places around the state, and it's just blown my mind how good people are here. And the perception of our state is that it's like meth heads and rednecks and all that, and that exists everywhere. I've been to upstate New York. I've seen cars on blocks outside of Binghamton. There's that culture everywhere, but there's also this creative culture, and it is, like Andrew said, it's very underrated in our state. So to me, it's exciting to have this opportunity to really promote that. And like I've mentioned, it's all about bringing everybody together and getting us on the same page that we have this great creative artistic scene in Arkansas. So let's celebrate it.
Well, great. Thanks, Andrew and Cody, for talking about Idol Class.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Cody Ford and Andrew McCain are the founder and managing editor, respectively, of the magazine The Idol Class. The Idol Class issue 2 launch party is tonight at the Stolen Glass on Center Street in Fayetteville. The event, which is free, features music, improv, readings, and a fashion show. You can find out more at idolclassmag.com.